There was going to be the best bid when we made it. And they really exhausted this effort to be done. And it's correct. Must be done. I mean, it's done. Their mother went to me and I was in this last ditch pageant. And I came to loathe and despise myself for what I've done. And their happiness, that was causing them and all the people not eat as a result of what I did. I was situation I did not want to drink anymore and pragged with every fiber of my being not to drink. And for one full year, in the bar of my life, I drank enough to become unconscious every day that we tried not to drink. Every day for one full year, I passed back. I was going to do another drink back up. Do you understand? If I didn't want to be what I had become, I tried my best not to be that way. And other people didn't want to be what I had become, and they tried to be not. Does that exhaust all the power that you and I know on a human level? All the power that we know on a human level. I came to one meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that is 23 years since I had drank. Now, that does not suggest to you that a third source of power is in fact in my problem that has to do with an unanswered act and the entirely for alcohol. To me, that comes in so loud and so clear that there truly is a power other than human power, and that power has been applied to this problem. The time to speak, I was experiencing God's grace the way I did drink. But today, I still experience His grace, but today, because of its sanity or His sanity, I have been the knowing of what it takes for me to experience a happy, contented, well-meaning life as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I have to continue to do and be these things. Now that in itself is a new type of progress. There is something expected of me today, and there's no expectation early on in my sobriety, very soon. Before I came to the things that I needed to do in order to continue, the sober day is about to give me the expected effect. And that was another effect that would be done.
I want to pick up first off and want to talk about it. Just explain to me in the program that he claimed that he did not want to be restored to any of the sanity that he had had before coming to the program. And this is explained to me at all, and I really, it's very meaningful to me. My man, it was a member of AA as well as the consciousness counselor minister. And he said that he explained the difference in rehabilitation and sublocation. And he said rehabilitation, that he saw her come to the program and that he'd be rehabilitated in a short period of time, probably within a year. And that brought you up to the way you were before you became alcoholic or before you, you know, got sick. Your alcoholism. And then after that, it's total evasion, which grows beyond the point that you've ever had before. And that's a lifetime job, and that's explosive. And I just get so discouraged with myself because it seems like that I wasn't getting anywhere with that. And I know now that I was habilitating and explosive and a rational process. And that was very helpful to me, too, because we should not, but we're inclined to compare, you know, ourselves with our growth, ourselves with others. So somebody come in for a situation like that, well, they're being rehabilitated to where they were. And then when you start on the total evasion, then it's explosive and gradual. The second step, what a lesson for me, because you see, I didn't know what was going to happen to me. And I didn't even restore it. I didn't think I was insane. I didn't run around and do the same thing he did. And so I just did that. And I tell you what motivated you to do that to him, because he didn't work out with these. And I got really hurt because he didn't follow my suggestions. And he didn't take up all these things that I wanted him to be doing. So I just really get that. I just thought, I just didn't like, you know. And really, I just didn't think, you know. So I just came to believe that how great enough that to restore these things. They were all insane. I just all night and all the roads were mean, and all they shot and all these people came to know when you have any I just didn't do those things. So, oh, fine. I need to get restored. So I went on final first step and third step and seventh step and twelfth step. So I go to meet and I would say things like, I have to think, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. So that was part of my program. I loved those yet. I worked hard enough to make birthday cake and just really loved it, you know. And I knew I'd come home and my place, but I left it somewhere else. Well, I spent 5 years in Tilbury. Bob was on the right on. I used to not tell him about it, but I called him. And he had been saying things to me for about a year. I think you're getting confused about your alcoholic isn't family. Why do you want to go to the meeting? Why do you want to walk to that place? No, you're not an alcoholic. I don't know why you want to go. So we didn't work out something, and I knew that he had. And, but the thing got worse between us, and it got to the point that we could not talk to him. We just could not communicate. So the way he communicated to me was talking to other people. And I was there with him, he talked to these other people. And this particular night, he had two buddies. I can't remember if they were married or going in. And he said, hey, I don't answer all nothing. Don't you think that it's absolutely ridiculous for my friends not to go to those meetings? I don't go. I come home, I'm tired, and I'm going to lay down in my television and eat and rest. And I won't go to meetings. What's the matter with her? Well, you know, they're just eating. What are they going to say? So they all three turned and looked at me like, you're crazy. They want to go to meetings for me. I'll agree. There's nothing the matter with you. Well, you want to go to meetings for you. You're not supposed to go to meetings. Well, he wants to go. So this, by this time, as I told you, I had found my home. And I love the program. I wouldn't do it to do. But I go to me for the first time that I had felt accepted and loved and comfortable. And I knew that I found my place. And you know, I want to go. And I wanted to go. But I had just, and he did all sorts of things, not like that, not like he proved me that he was right, and I was wrong. He got out of my and he read me where a wife was supposed to be the servant to the husband, the husband to the household, and it was the book I couldn't. I tell you, my life was really unmanageable then, and I was powerless, and I need help, and I need that. And I just went back to bed and cried, just absolutely heartbroken, and me, and my daddy, he was again taking away from me the things that I wanted the most. He just don't see it, and I, you know, I finally figured it out, and I gave him the power to do it. know, I didn't have enough plants at that time. Mm-hmm. This time, mm-hmm. I didn't have enough plants at that time to say, you know, just to help you put up, and you know, why? You wasn't but they, I was, and I was still controlling it until I thought I had to do it. I didn't know how to do it. But that's where I was. And that night, I didn't know my colleagues at Bob. And I didn't work in the I had a pretty good relationship with him. And I was crying and talking about it, and I cried all down and listened. And I just, I know it was so painful. I didn't even know it. But now I say that was my first really spiritual witness in the program. Because when I literally had to surrender everything, and I'm getting upset a little bit, but also this motivated me to do the same thing. And I realized that I was powerless. So I was just like I was in this time. And I thought how unmanageable my life was. And then I came to believe for the very first time that God could and would restore this situation in my life to sanity, to a deeper degree of sanity than I had ever known. And I also knew that not only could he, but he would. And he would do it. And this is when I think great about God. 5 years of program. How long do we work for? Slow to get you. Because we're not together. And we don't have to. So we go on our own as long as we can. So we do some things run out of gas. And something happens that allows us to really get in there and get working. And this is what did it to me. I thought that I could not keep on my life that way. It was totally distracting and winning. And I knew that I had to do it. And I get off this house. And I can't believe like I had ever looked at this power would do everything for me that needed to be done. If my marriage and our relationship was going to be put back in order, that this power would have to do it, that I could not. I absolutely did not listen. And I took the first step at that for the first time that night. And it forced me off. It literally changed my life. But until that time, I had been trying to manipulate him and run his mind and get him to do things that I thought were right for him to do. And I had not had the time to really work on me. For the first time, I had the freedom to listen to me because I really believed it that night and turning over to God. And I realized that what I'm going to say for it. And I saw what I had done wrong. I also saw how my reaction and my negative emotions were winning my life. And then I had everything back to him. And I had to be grateful for what I had. I had a lot to grateful for, but because he wanted to do it like I wanted to do, I didn't be grateful for anything. I had so much strength on the love that I loved him if, you know, he was first of something. And if he was first of me, good boy. And I have played the very song up to that time. And I'm sure that I laid a lot of over him that I should not have done. But I really let go of it. And I really came to my real self and came to believe that this power could restore my marriage and our life to peace and order and harmony and deeper belief than I had ever known before. So I think at that time, I started on the road of publication. At that time in my life, it changed my life. Now, he did not like that I was done because it was different. And you know, humanly, we resist change. But the spiritual life demands change. And everything has grown up. We're going to grow spiritually. And it's a necessary step for me. I went back to the room. He came back down a different time. And he was very upset and nervous about that I wasn't behaving like I used to be. And he said, what about you? And I don't care what he said about me. All walls were down. And people had just seen my fault. I had no freedom to say it. It was all down. And I don't care. And after about an hour, I dried my tears and walked back to the room and said, I have made a sin. And he said, oh, man. And I looked him right in the eye and said, this is for the third step. I have decided to turn you over to God. And he did it. And from his chair. And then I would admit, I didn't know that at all. And you know, he didn't know what he was going to do. And I just said, but I didn't end up over there. And he was ready for me to let go. And we just came to some problem. And so they thought, that here we are. And it was not. I really didn't. I did it then. But he knows what happened to me. We know. The Lord will do. And he thought, I didn't even know. He thought he did hair. And so that's a period that also that I won't, you know, get into too much with the same thing. But all of these are better, though, that I can't really tell one about the other because I believe God is the first reason that I thought to. That even though I have been turning my life and my will over the care of God on a daily basis, I haven't gotten there. He was my life. He was my God. You know, I literally just worship him. And how can I have the real God as long as I have him there? So I had to take him down off the throne. And you know, that's terrible, though, for a person to, you know, lose their right place on the throne. I can mention how tough it was for him. But I raised him down, you know. And he didn't know what to do. He really didn't know what to do. And I know that it was himself. You know, I did not have the ability to even believe the word. And we are communicating anyway, so if I could believe the word, we'd be like, well, we both. I don't know how to do it. But that was the first time. And later on, I got into the same step in two ways. And I'll read a few things that for me, will give my friends that one thing I discovered is sanity, for me, is staying in my positive emotions and responses. And insanity is resistance and staying in my negative reactions and emotions. That makes me sick. You know, I like to turn them over. I don't like to sit anymore. And I make emotions and responses alike and literally made me sick and I can't heal me. And I don't like it. So for me to allow anybody to control me to the point that they hurt me or I react to them or I'm in a negative way, that's insanity for me. It's insanity for me to hold it, to say, and not because of you, but because of me. And I'm doing myself. So for me, that's what deeper deep insanity means to me. Obsession or insanity. Now, I have an obsession about eating. You know, I've been there for a long time, but you know, when you grab it one way, then you know, they rear their ugly head in other guys. You know, and I never had any problems until last year, and I now really respect it. It's just, you know, it seems like this whole unloaded. And this time to me, you know, I was upset, or I had periods when I didn't eat all, and I just bought about 10 or 15 pounds, and I had trouble eating. Now I have trouble not eating. So these things come to our life. All of this, our lesson in life has to be learned at different levels. And we learn it at a level, and we learn it at a higher level. And go on. I want to give you a few of the examples that I just got into this time, and tell you how this the last time the light go on. I told you about the lithonate, 10 things that I was powerful. And I did for 3 days every morning, but I would leave with 10 things that I was powerful. And then I would come to believe one by one that the power could restore me to my order and peace and harmony. And the key things, this is how I could, but this power could restore my life, but the key things would not be controlling me any longer, and they would not be obsessions any longer. And I made a list also of the things that I wanted to be restored to, the positive things that I wanted to be restored to, and some of them were the opposite of the negative list that I had. And that was very enlightening for me. Some things I wanted to be restored to my life were in peace and harmony, and joy, understanding, balance, sublime, love, faith, God, order. These are the things that that I wrote out and I looked at. And these things I came to believe the power of the limited in my life, those 10 things I looked at. And I really felt until I knew inside me that God all came living for me, where I couldn't do myself. He was giving me these things and restoring me to his sanity. And my experience of principle and success that I had never found before, this time was oneness. Oneness with his power in every part of my life. And I experienced oneness to the greatest degree I've had in success. Sitting there, it made my total helplessness and powerlessness, but being the oneness and the power that was within me, and I had some experience with the principle instead of oneness, my total power. But, or the two that I had written down, I think that's the only two that I have written down, the oneness and faith. And I think that we'll share oneness on the principle, but the faith is one for two. Now, is there any comment that anybody has? Yeah.
On the outer particle, people like
at the time, when I did that sex, I wrote down the 10 things that I could see that I was more powerful.
She's saying those cheap powers sort of all things.
Yes.
But there were 10 that she
needed. Black, I'll see my mind.
Black
history? Yeah, one thing I wrote down, I was powerful about. And what he did, and very interesting. I got my hair made when I was just sticky. I was done with it, and I never do it enough to have it. Here's some things I wrote down about how this was the first step. I came to believe that God could, restore and change my life. And how were my reactions? My powers over my age. I'm powerless over eating and my weight problem. I'm powerless over doing my exercises. I'm powerless over getting an apple finish. I'm powerless over finances. I'm powerless over seeing my inventory. And I had a health problem and I'm powerless over that. All these things you got to do. So they just do. My defects at that time were false, listlessness, I was a discipline, I had infusion, sadness, and despair. And the principle, the other thing that I had here that I want to bring up, there was a scripture that I used, came to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I knew this in my mind, didn't you? And I remember that it was alcoholism, this is his mind, and alcohol is his mind too. So that was the scripture that I used, and I began to find some things and positive answers that restored me. And I had a song about things, and I did all kinds of fun, happy, joyous things that I needed to get restored. And whatever came to me, I would. And I really loved the happy color. And I thought about happy things and stayed in the happy, positive emotions. And I knew that God was a part of me because I was experiencing in one. And I knew that because God was a part of me, and I was a part of God, that He was doing all these things to me, and that the life that He had given me was a joyous, happy thing. I had healing of the mind in success that really restored me. I think that's all I have to say about it. I think that I spent about 2 weeks doing this before I moved on from that day. I had all these things, and I decided to do it all the time, and I was going to study in that until I felt good about that. Until I knew that for me it was time to move on from that. Until I had done everything that I knew to do, and the feeling was right in my mouth, and then I was going to move on. And I think about 2 weeks from it.
Step 3. I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood. I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood. Please help me understand what this decision means to you. And I suspect there might be more than one answer to that. The most remarkable explanation of what the word decision is that I didn't know it was there until last night. If you don't feel kind of words, you've got a dictionary type of thing. There's a paragraph explaining the meaning of one word. Decision. Is not this song. It says the act of making up your mind. And not to understand that. Okay, this is my experience about Thursday. Thursday is really busy. People say, how do you do that? Well, obviously, you know, we don't have one way to get people supposed to do it back to us through the English language. So that's all we've got. And I don't know if you're writing once or not, but most of us speak English together, and most of us have a general idea about word enforcement. And, but I can tell you that in this one instance that there might be a lot of different opinions about what the word enforcement is. And it's in my experience that most people don't know how I did to start making the first step. A new understanding to me is just like if your mind is hard, period. And then you gradually get better at what you know. I made A decision. One. Now this is my understanding of what the step is. I made A decision to turn my will and my life over to be kept by the time. Now, every machine reaffirmation, I need that is for the continuance of the step or for it to continue to be effective in my life. I think one of the best things that ever done for me, but I wasn't aware at the time, is when I heard her talking to an Al-Anon, many years ago. And the new Al-Anon question, well, how do you allow your mind to be able to go to meetings? We only have 2 meetings, just like 78 and 90 years, so we only have 2 meetings with today. And that's another thing, I'm going to 2 meetings with. But the new Al-Anon wanted to know how she arranged her schedule, what would happen if someone came to town to have a date she had with her. And she asked if Marceline had that problem, and she said no. Marceline had determined at a prior time that out of the winter, we would attend 2 meetings a week. And she told her dog that when someone asked if we could go to dinner on those nights, she said, no, we have nothing to do. And it had been predetermined. You probably had predetermined what we were going to do. Like that. Now, with that all in mind, that's like the first step more in. I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And what is it that I'm turning over to God? So, man, I don't want to do something that I don't know what I'm doing. If I have something, you know, that has some value, you know, I want to be sure of what it is I'm going to do. I don't know what it is that I'm turning to this time. And so, what is my will? To act for a process of volition. On my own volition, this is in retrospect. First, the body has ever placed me one time in my life to my certain knowledge, but I lived in a state of punishment until I could stand it anymore. The act or process of volition is self-volition. You know, I really did it to myself. And I was going, there was an error, consequently, I had to be the one to pay for it. And I paid, and I paid, and I paid. I had the experience over and over and over and over again by the lessons and experience. And I paid for it. Each time that I paid that lesson and experience, again, I paid for it. Over and over again. My will was the thing that caused all the problems that I've known. Remember in our book, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, in the description of an alcoholic, says, self-will runs right. That was the story of my life, self-will runs right. So, basically, what that means to me today is, I don't turn the thing over to guarantee that God has always got his will. I don't really exist and operate on my own will and on my own things, because it has to be done. There's insanity in order. I want to live and operate subject to another God's will. And that's meant to study that will in everything, all of every area of my life. So, I don't, again, I really don't want to pretend anymore. The self-expression of my own will as it relates to the angle I have in my eye. I don't want to do that anymore. So I made a decision to turn that thing over to God. That's my understanding. I don't want to turn it over to Him. The thing caused all the problems. And another thing that we just have to do is my life. And the thing, my life is the activities of a given time, and in the given setting, and the people who take part in me, that's my life. So that includes my relationship in my entire thing. It includes the relationship that I have with my children and my grandchildren, all of my family. And this is not my family, the closest. First thing is duty. My business partner, the people whom I live with every day. Back to the grocery store. Everything that I experience, things do, the process, all of this is the total package that makes up my life. And it suddenly dawned on me that the will seems to be all the trouble. I want to turn it over to me for a baggy. I sure want to have that. But I will also turn this other package over to me, which is literally my direction. So we do our excuse under his baggy. So we didn't even have a choice. Because he then is involved in the total of the direction of how I make matters. I'm sure boys want to think about just about the will and my things. They're going to think different. The will is the thing that's true. My will is just very destructive. And my life is all the other things. All the things you know that I share on this race. You're going to talk about this. Touching, loving, caring, sharing are the things that you see. That's my life. But if you're directing the course of my life, then there are fewer times that I will even be tempted to let my will be an other than God's will. You see, I experienced that from my own will, but I was also trying to start the direction of my life the same way. And then in my direction, my life led me in such paths that every few minutes, so it was pretty bad. I came up, God, I exercised my will. And I think the last thing I turn on often, I feel pain anymore. You know, I spend the 3 hours as much as it is, and they kill me. And I won't do anymore that way. Made a decision. Made up my mind to start being at that step. And I don't have to know all there is to know about step in order to make up my mind and try to start this. This comes back to one of the stories we're talking about right now. So we're ready to give this space. And we're inspired by this word out in this minute. We really need to know how we do. We need to know what it is that we're doing. What is it that I want to do? When we're inspired to start the message to do, at that very question in hand, there will be no failure. The prophet, 1,000 years ago, said, when the people who say, teacher, will do. And what I do means, hey, commander of Optimus Prime. When I'm ready to participate in the mission, there will be someone to guide me, either through the sponsorship or through the relationship back with them to another unknown assistant. And I mentioned this on Thursday, but I mentioned on the 2nd and the 3rd, and there was no one to come. There will always be someone who is just exactly the right one who needs to talk to about Easter. And no one's either. And this comes as a result of the inflation that's done us to proceed in an orderly fashion in America on Easter.
I won't do that. Tell you. It took me years. And look, I was doing all those kinds of things. I said, I'm ready to do them. I finally had the ability. No, I finally had courage to do that. And the kids called me. Now, this took a lot longer than me. And it took a lot for me to be able to put God first on the top shelf. Maybe I was not always in there. But this was my biggest and very necessary thing that I need to do. I suppose that all of you know that in the video, there's a prayer that goes on through that. Say something you don't. I've known for years. And I never did this there. I had a girl now that I'm talking about before too, and she's telling me that moved with him, and I think this is probably 15, 15 years ago, and she said, oh my goodness, I haven't had a birthday this morning, and she was talking to the back and she got down on her hands and knees, fell on her knees, and held my hand, and you did the first step prayer in the book, and I found you, I know there, and I bet you, I found the big one. And I better memorize that, I did, and it's hard for me to memorize that, and I'm reading that, and I was 24 hours. And I just carry all the people I was with me, and I was driving away from the hot water, whatever I was facing, and I kept sitting that window, I got done. And it was breaking with me. It also says, and because that it is my goal, that we take the first step with a sponsor or spiritual advisor, husband or wife, for an understanding grant, but it's better. It has to be by one, not be all. But it is about what it is in the person. And I always now have people, when they are working with me, I always request that if they want to go through that with me, if they want to know, that they memorize the prayer, and they tell me, and then we will be together, and they will face the second day by using prayer. I had a lot of trouble with my fault. So when I'm in third step, I make a decision to turn my will and my life and my fault. And I admire over to God as well as my family and my problem. And to help me to enumerate things. And I'll talk about, you know, the law of will, very well, even my fault. But for me, the last time I go around, I'm in the middle of my life, all areas of my life. And my will, my self-will, that he talked about, so I was getting in trouble. And these things, and I listened to God's internal. Then I listened to me last year, and it was, I loved it, it was new, I did see that. And when you're doing the first step, to look at your own concept of God that you're recycling, and to make a list of the new concept of God as you want. And this is a very meaningful way for me to have some growth. And I thought the fears that I had, and I am a lot better than usually, because when I got here, and for a number of years, I really couldn't turn all over God, and I told you about the name of it. But my understanding of God was the fear, and God's punishment. And I just knew from my religious background that if I turned it all over Him, I would never be known. I never get to do anything again that I want to do. And I was sure I would have to go to act in the mirror. And I promise you, I did not want to go. And if I didn't have to do that, I would have to turn back. There were two worst things that I could think of. And I knew that he had anything. And so you say, you can't really turn your mind over and over to God. You haven't seen all that. So I just had to do the best I could, you know, and go on. But then I found out that every step program, I had to listen to God. And the time I got through the step program, I had a new contact and a new understanding that I had a lot of love and forgiveness. And then when I started over and did it again, then I remembered it. And some of the signs in this book, they come to in my life, and there's something that goes like this, both you and your person have fought day by day, down the path of the Spirit of God. And even this remarkable thing will happen. When you look back, you'll see that the thing you see God's hand turned out far better than anything you could ever dream. Follow the faith of your high power, and you'll pray to live in a new and wonderful world regardless of your physical senses. And make that promise to the first day. And I read that and found that, and it became my experience. And when things like that happen, they both know that God wants the name for you. And the things that I made were honey in my life, more than I found out was God. My understanding of God is somewhere that I was listening to Him, and I was ready finally to start using this stuff. But it scared me too. It really scared me too. It seemed like it was too good to be true, but I was finally answering Him. I believe that's all I have to say about
you. I'm going
to
get back to you just a little bit. You're expecting to make a decision to go and allow over to care about this. I understand God. And this is now a remarkable amount of attitude for the neighbor and individual. Remember, right? So I get to understand it, to whatever degree of understanding that I have, and I do this, it is so story different from the eight of us, regardless of how far a single I am, your understanding is, we both are existential. Now, every time there is a decision made, there's a decider. That's true. A decision can't be made unless there's a decider behind the decision. So, I want to put it into the life story of this. I believe that if I turn the right to make decisions about how I over here and become proud, then in essence, he becomes my decider rather than my plan. Decider. Well, I claim to him, I'm glad he knew that. But my decider just blew me out. You know, just literally exhausted all those decisions. And I don't want to make any more decisions like this. You know, I really don't. Why is it not even? I need another decider. And I made a decision to turn my decider over to God. Later on, improvisation she did to me. You know, that when I answer in a certain manner, it's not my best interest in the long run. If I have a good reason to find it, but in the long run, then I know it's not my best interest in the long run. And when I hear myself say no, I believe it. Today, I know what it means when God speaks through my name. And I can do this from them. This is a new relationship. When I was here, I can measure say, well, God, the way God speaks through my name, why? Something positive, I can make you stir up. But then what? I turn and I decide to figure it out. In my face, on any basis, turn the left or turn the right, or black and white, or blue and red, whatever you want to call it, right or wrong. And when I hear my own voice say no, I've got to speak through me, because I had previously given him the right to make that speech wrong, and that's what it presented. I made a decision, so that he'd be my second. But please don't misunderstand. Rosalind and I, particularly, are not in the state of being that we allow him to make all of our speech. You know, they're still the humanists. And I got to say, I'm, you know, they're in my regular mind. And I said, no, this time, I'm listening. And it's fine. But, you know, my great pride is that, is why do I keep on doing it? You know, okay, I'll pay attention to one more time, I'll learn a lesson. Yeah. And it's easy to take. I looked at myself, you know, and totally decided, well, I'll do what I do. I made a decision. I really have. I didn't want to talk to you, and you can't do now. I will do that. God is my own brother. And you're welcome to solidarity with it. I'm going to make at this time. This is my last, but not all of them. That is a good man. And it's a good thing. This is the city. And the people who take part in that life. And the record of this present time is a key to time. And I am deciding to turn my will and my life totally over to the care and keeping of God as I understand it. Now, so this is an act he's put in a high form of consciousness of Jesus. And God has special powers over the lives and affairs of people and the course of Egypt. And that's the way I understand it.
I would like to say that I think he's a simple victory, and I have become action, faith, trust, surrender, brilliance, and humility. I'm really experienced with surrender with that service. When Bob was talking, it reminded me of a guy that compared to her, that he said, throw that line out there, and he said, God, and then three of three seconds, and you can throw it out there again. And I would like for us to close. That's what I wanted to do, too. I would like to close those women out there. I will do the three steps in the form of prayer. And let's take them together. Okay. Yeah.
Now, there's a full book.
Yes.
Father, the people that have been, thank you for saying, and they wish I am.